It'll be Cedar Rapids Kennedy taking on Cedar Rapids Washington here in the boys' contest. Girls' contest just getting finished up a few moments ago, as it was Kennedy coming from behind to knock off Washington 67-59 in overtime as we get ready for the boys' battle here in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Scott Unash along with Phil Dunn, and good Tuesday night, everybody, and welcome in here to the Warrior Gym. And boy, it's going to be a tough encore for these two teams to try to rival what the girls just put out there, isn't it?
Yeah, that was a fun game to watch, Scott. A little back and forth, up-tempo, a lot of emotion in that ball game. I think we could match it, though, Scott. I think, you know, these two ball clubs coming in here tonight are going to be hungry, emotional, inner-city ball game. Kids played against each other growing up. A lot of talent on the floor here tonight. It could be a gym dandy.
Well, not only that, Phil, but you've got two teams that know each other very, very well, and you got two teams that went at it not once but twice this fall with a lot of these same players on the football field for Kennedy and Washington, both in the regular season and then again come playoff time in the quarterfinals. So you got that as a sidebar story in this one as well, and you got a lot of athletes. And like the girls' game, I think we're going to see both these teams get up and down the floor, and we'll see who's going to stay out of foul trouble and who can make the most shots.
They like to play fast. Both ball clubs do. They like that up-tempo, pushing the basketball. I wouldn't be surprised, Scott, if we see some full-court defense mixed in there with that from both these teams. We've seen it in the past from both of them. They're both capable of doing it. Both the teams have a lot of depth, too, Scott. They can go pretty deep into their bench. We've seen them go 9-10 deep. I think everybody's healthy tonight from everything that I've been told from the coaches in the pregame. Looks like a good go on that front, so that's going to add to the excitement as well.
Kennedy Cougars come in at 2-2 on the season and 1-0 in conference play. Meanwhile, the Washington Warriors come in with a record of 1-2 and 0-1 in conference play, as each got their season started last Friday evening. Well, Washington last Thursday evening. We saw them in the loss to Linmar. Linmar took a game that was pretty close and pulled away gradually. Wash got off to a good start in that game, but kind of lost the intensity as the game progressed a little bit. And I would imagine that's something that Justin Decker and his staff have been working on.
Yeah, the fact that, you know, you said a lot of emotion early in that ball game with Prinny coming back and playing, and that sort of homecoming or whatever you want to call it out there happening. And then when Linmar got the lead, very difficult team to come back on because they're a good ball handler, good free throw shooting team. But like you said, I didn't want to maintain that intensity throughout the entire course of the ball game. And I think, you know, part of it is shooting the basketball a little bit, Scott. They struggle from the perimeter. I believe, if my statistics are correct, they're shooting 11% from three-point range right now, Cedar Rapids, Washington.
Yep.
So that's very difficult for them to overcome. But they try to make up it by going to the glass hard.
Offensive rebounds have been big. Washington is averaging 18 rebounds a game. But, yeah, only shooting 37% from the field overall, and in the low teens as far as shooting percentage from three-point land is concerned. Kennedy not shooting the ball like we've seen it and have been accustomed to the last couple of years. Right now, Cougars below 40%. They were cold against Ames on Saturday. Tough turnaround, though, coming off a big rivalry like Xavier and then having to take a two-hour bus trip over to Ames, face a good club, and they fell in that one by about 9 or 10.
Yeah, and Coach McCowan talked a little bit about that ball game. He said it was kind of a rerun of their Sioux City North performance, their first game of the year when they traveled out there and didn't play very well. He said that their decision-making wasn't real good at times. Then they went a long stretch between the end of the first period and the second quarter where they only scored 4 points. And then they were playing catch-up the rest of that basketball game. Some kids got in foul trouble as well. Diggins, I think, got in foul trouble. Brewster got in foul trouble early, so they didn't play during a lot of those stretches of the ball game. So he's looking for somebody to step up and provide a little something extra if those two aren't on the floor.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out at firstfedcu.com. Thank you to Dan Hillers, Tom Charlstrom, the entire staff over there at First Federal Credit Union, both their Cedar Rapids and Hiawatha location. Other games tonight in the MVC. Dubuque Senior is here in town to take on Xavier. Jefferson is up at Waterloo West. Linmar is down at City High. Very interesting game right there with the height that City High has. Wallard is at Prairie. Also, Iowa City West is up at Waterloo East. Cedar Falls is at Hempstead tonight as well. Your game and night number two game docket in the Mississippi Valley Conference. The Kennedy Cougars, led by Derek Diggins, what a night he had last Friday night. 20-plus points and looks super smooth, averaging 16.5 points a game. Drake Brewster right behind him at about 14.5 points per game for this Kennedy team. But it's a Kennedy team that's going to go very, very deep, and they'll probably go a little deeper in Washington.
Yeah, they say they're going to play 10 players. That's what they've played in the past. And one of those kids off the bench, football players or fans know, is Sean Beyer. He came in and got a few minutes, his first minutes of the night with the game we saw him against Xavier. Did some things well. They think that he's going to be contributing a lot as the year goes on, a little bit later in the year, once he gets his basketball legs underneath him. But they're really looking forward to seeing what he can do off the bench.
Yeah, and he is a leaper, no doubt about that. And boy, you got height on both of these teams. You got Adam Wall in the middle for Kennedy at 6'10", 6'5", Drake Brewster, of course, for the Kennedy Cougars. Sean Beyer at 6'5". You got Washington countering with LaVici Williams in there at 6'5" for the Washington Warriors. You got Dallas Hobbs in there at 6'6" as well. So got good inside play. You got good outside play for both of these clubs.
Yeah, and part of what Cedar Rapids Washington likes to bank on is their ability to go to the glass strong and get after it. LaVici Williams is going to be the best. Well, he's got to be one of the best offensive rebounders in the Mississippi Valley, but probably in the state. I know Coach McCollum very concerned about that going in, trying to keep him off the glass, the offensive boards. And the fact that Cedar Rapids Washington is the number one ranked rebounding team in the state of Iowa right now as well, too. So that poses a lot of problems. What Kennedy says you got to early is when you got to make your effort and blocking out. You can't do it late in the process because they're too good of athletes. They'll beat you to the basketball if you're not getting to them early and making contact.
Kennedy and Wash getting set to go at it. First of two meetings this year. Both will be girl-boy doubleheaders as we get ready to kick this one off here and tip it off from Cedar Rapids, Washington. Great to have you with us, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids. As the starting lineups will be introduced, it's Beat Cancer, Coaches versus Cancer night for the girls' game and the boys' game as well. The teams each wearing the T-shirts, warm-ups, if you will. The black T-shirts, Beat Cancer. And we've got a terrific crew ready for this game as well with Mr. Remington, Mr. Sharp, and Mr. Koala out there.
Veteran officiating crew, been through many, many Valley games, so it's nice to see them come out and back in the fray of things as well.
Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups there, brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. And Skogman Carlson Insurance, 3700 First Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids, for home, auto, farm, life, and health. The starting lineups for the visitors, the Cougars of Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. They come in 2-2 on the year, and Kennedy 1-0 in the MVC. For the Cougars, they will go with this lineup. At one forward, it'll be number 24, Derek Diggins, 6'2", and a sophomore, averaging 16.5 points per game, shooting 55% from the field and 47% from three-point land. Also in a forward for Kennedy, number 2, Drake Brewster, 6'5", and a junior at 14.5 points and pulls down just under 4 boards a game. At center will be number 43, Adam Wall, 6'10", and a senior. And Wall, not a big scorer, about a point a game, but pulls down 4.5 rebounds per contest. The guards for Kennedy, Matt Gardner will get the start tonight. Gardner, 6'3", and a senior, averaging 4 points a game. And also at a guard, it'll be number 30, Michael Bessinius, 6 feet even, and a senior, 7.3 points per game. Second on the Cougars with 7 made threes for the year. The head coach for Cedar Rapids Kennedy in his third year is John McCowan, assisted by Larry Williams and Jeff Rubis, along with Ben Ethier. Now the Scobin Carlson Insurance starting lineups for the Warriors of Cedar Rapids, Washington. 1-2 on the year, 0-1 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. For Washington, they will go with a three-guard lineup. At one guard, it'll be Hunter Strait. Strait 6 feet even, and a sophomore averaging 10.3 points per ball game, also about 3 assists per contest. The other guards will be Keon Wills, number 3, 6'1 and a senior, 8.7 points per game. And getting the start tonight will be number 23, Ian Thomas, 4.7 points a game for the 5'9 junior. Up front for Washington, it'll be number 32, LaVici Williams, 6'5 senior, averaging a double-double, 13.3 points, 10.7 boards a game. And number 22, Dallas Hobbs, 6'6 and a senior, Hobbs at 6.3 points per game. Head coach for the Washington Warriors is Justin Decker in his first year, assisted by Dan Ryan. Washington, the home whites with the red and blue trim. Kennedy in their road gold with the green and white. Quick keys to the game.
Yeah, rebounding is going to be very important. Wash offensive rebounding. Kennedy, obviously, on the defensive end, finishing their possessions. Defensive transition. Both these teams want to run. Who's going to get back and defend? And then finally, executing on offense. Neither team is very happy about where they're at with that right now. They want to see improvement.
Tip controlled right in front of us by Brewster. We're underway courtside as the Warriors will go to the bucket to our right, and it is a loud and full Washington gym. Man-to-man for Cedar Rapids, Washington. Bassinius picked up by Ian Thomas. Diggins will be guarded out front by Keon Wills to start things off. On the handback, Bassinius gets caught in the air, shovels it over to Gardner, guarded by Strait. Wall turns right in the lane, dumps it inside to Brewster. Pump fake goes up strong, too strong with it, and the rebound on the weak side to Ian Thomas. And his pass stolen away by Gardner. Pass up ahead to Brewster for the easy layup off the turnover.
Now, Wash does a good job finishing the possession with a defensive rebound, but then a little careless with the basketball, turning it over.
Kennedy full court pressure. Here's Strait forcing a shot off the glass. No, but Hobbs, the offensive board, he had it rejected by Adam Wall.
Wall, good job going straight up on that block.
Pass underneath, deflected. Gardner picks it up. Kennedy up 2-0. Brewster drives on Williams. Cut off free throw line. Wall on the right baseline as Kennedy will set it up with the 2-0 lead. Here is a deep three that was partially blocked. Gardner comes down with it. Loose on the floor. We'll have a tied ball. It'll go to Washington.
Now Gardner and was it Strait in there digging for that? No, Bassinius for Kennedy in there digging.
Boy,
good
Diggins,
effort.
Diggins trying an NBA three.
Yeah, he's probably 5 feet behind the line right now. I don't know. Was it Wills that got a piece of it?
I think it was. Full court man pressure. Ball tipped away by Bassinius. Picked up by Gardner underneath, and he was held. And Washington has two turnovers against the Kennedy pressure.
Kennedy showing that pressure tonight. We didn't see any of it against Cedar Rapids Xavier, a whole lot of pressure. We're seeing it tonight early.
Keon Wills picked up the foul. Cougars will lob it in to Wall, and Diggins out top. Bassinius, a deep follow-away 3-0, and Hobbs a rebound. Quick outlet, 3-on-2 break. Here's Strait, pull-up 15-footer from the free throw line. Left is good for Hunter Strait, and the Warriors on the board.
Over the top of Bassinius that time. Bassinius in transition, backpedaling. Strait took advantage of it.
2-2 game. Diggins goes crossover between the legs with it. Gardner working the triangle left side. Wall slapped away from behind on the double team. Thomas with a steal. 2-on-1. Thomas, dump pass underneath Williams. Got the left-hand layup to go.
Good job by Thomas that time. Not forcing it against the taller defender, dumping it off and letting LaVici Williams finish.
4-2, and Brewster fouled on the stop-and-go move by Williams.
Yeah, not moving his feet or trying to move his feet in established position that time.
Girling in early for Bassinius for Kennedy. Cougars will get people in and out in a big hurry.
Every dead ball will probably hear a horn going off at somebody for Kennedy.
4-2, wash out in front. Just over 2 minutes into it here from the Warrior Gym tonight. Diggins working outside the three-point arc. Brewster turns, drives on Williams all the way in, and was fouled by Hobbs going up.
Yeah, that piece of that arm down there. He had position, but he brought that arm into him. If he would have just stayed straight up, he may have been able to draw a charge.
So Brewster, the 6'5 junior, to the line. And he will get two here. Locks Kennedy, out. 75% from the stripe.
And Brewster catch that ball, part of their offense in the high post. He turns and squares. He's looking for the dump down to Wall if he can in a high-low situation, but nobody was guarding him. Put it on the floor himself.
4-3, Brewster with his first point. Going for the tie and got the roll in the second.
Kennedy with the full court pressure again, matching up man-to-man.
Already forced a couple turnovers. Noah Dawson will get set to come in for Washington. Wills dribbles through the trap after the half court. Goes cross court to Thomas. Stutter dribble coming left against Gardner. Straight to the corner. As Washington working the perimeter. Straight, double teamed over to Thomas. Ball fake, drives to the baseline. Trying the no-look bounce pass to the block and stolen by Brewster.
A little bit of ill-advised pass that time.
Three Warrior turnovers, three from the corner, no good. And Bassinius with the miss, but Diggins with the rebound. He puts it up for three, no, and Williams glides through the air for the rebound. Three on two the other way, all the way. Wills can't get the layup to go with the right hand. Put back good by Lavici Williams.
Williams again, just sticking with it, going extremely hard to the offensive glass.
And we're going to get a Warrior timeout.
Quick one there, Scott, after that made basket.
And a full timeout going to be taken here by Justin Decker. Well, he's seeing something he did not like with the pressure defense.
I don't know if he's trying to make some adjustments out there. And going to bring Noah Dawson in the game, too. I don't know if he wanted to make sure that he and Noah Dawson was what he was doing. We did have an early score, Scott, reported to us. Cedar Rapids Prairie into the first quarter. Up on Wallert, 16-11.
How about that?
At Prairie.
Wallert number one in the first AP poll and the first Gazette poll in Class 3A. Iowa City West number one at Jeff Johnson's Gazette poll. And number two in the AP poll. Nothing against Valley of West Des Moines. It's got a really good team. They got Carlo Marble back. Big on the inside, quick on the outside. But I'm not sure you can penalize West for losing to Apple Valley, Minnesota.
I don't think so either. This is a pretty good basketball team up there.
6-4 lead for Washington on a couple of Lavici Williams putbacks. Kennedy off the timeout. Brewster, Gerling works it in the corner to Gardner. Trying to dump it inside and does. Brewster has it in the right block. Spins in the lane. Fakes, cut off, and traveled with it. Good defense by Noah Dawson.
Coming in off the bench, Scott. He'd started the first couple games we've seen. He'd started them. So him coming off the bench, giving a good contribution right away.
Noah Dawson into the game. As we mentioned, the senior at 6'3 for Washington. Wills, little crossover stutter dribble out front. Works it to Hunter straight. His pull-up jumper partially blocked. Going up by Gerling, who got it. Thomas shovels it left free throw line, extended to Wills. Coming right, cut off. Back it comes to straight, puts it on the floor, splits a double team, and was tied up by Bassinius.
I'm going to tell you, Scott, one thing that is extremely hard to do against this Kennedy team is drive the lane, because they give so much help, and they get up into the basketball. It's very, very difficult to create something there.
Malik Haynes in for the Kennedy Cougars, 6-foot junior guard. In for the first time. Brewster to Gerling. Coming right on Hunter straight. High lob down low to Derek Diggins. Can't get the right hand finish off the glass.
Nice set. They ran out of that, but they couldn't get it to go.
Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Warriors.
Kennedy going to continue with the pressure.
Full court.
And they're going to Gerling his garden straight. The matchup that Kennedy likes there.
Keon Wills in the backcourt with face guarded there by Malik Haynes. Angles left across the timeline. 6-4 lead for Washington over the halfway mark of the game's corner. To the corner, three ball in and out, no good. Tough luck by straight. Here comes Diggins the other way for the Cougars. Cross-court pass, Haynes, pull-up three-pointer, no good, back iron on the right wing, and Wills high to one-hand the rebound. Long up-court pass to Thomas, drives in, over to Williams, puts it on the floor, knocked away, and he picks it back up. Cross-court to Thomas, behind the screen, three-pointer no, and Williams another offensive rebound, turns, off the glass, no good with the left hand, and finally, Kennedy with the rebound, and Thomas with a foul from behind.
Yeah, Levici Williams, again, getting to the offensive glass for a second chance opportunity. Can't get it to go. Good screen out by Diggins down there to get that final rebound at the end.
Bassinius will come in for Diggins. And Austin Bennett will come in for Washington. Bennett, a 6'3 senior. And Levici Williams will come out.
Williams still got to wear that face protector for his nose when he broke his nose. You wonder how much that impedes your vision out there playing.
Still done a really good job. Brewster going one-on-one. Crossover, takes a free throw line. Kick back. Matt Burst in the game. Drives, cut off by Bennett. And gets it out of there. Now Kennedy will reset. Taking a free throw line. Burst and traveled with it. Or make that girling, I beg your pardon.
Washington doing a nice job walling them off. Keeping their hands off, no. Defensively, not hand-checking. Low-scoring game, Scott. I thought we'd see more points at this point in time.
Neither team shooting particularly well. Kind of reminds me of the girls' game. Straight, going through traffic. Nice dump off to Dawson for the easy layup.
Got up in the air, made that pass, and a good assist for Straight.
8-4 Washington. Brewster goes crossover, forces up the shot, and drew the foul off the 1-4 clear out.
Again, he goes through his right, comes back to his left. Nice little half hook to finish in there. Chance for the two free throws.
Fouls right now are 5-0 Washington. Probably a fact not lost on Justin Decker so far. Free throw number one is short by Brewster. A 91% foul shooter.
Just can't find the mark here tonight, Scott, whether it's from the free throw line or the floor.
Diggins in, Girling out. So it was a quick breather for Derek Diggins. And Brewster on the line for the second. He got that one to go. And he's got all five Cougar points. Warriors lead 8-5. Wills in the front court. Malik Jackson into the game now for Washington. Came in at that last dead ball. They'll clear it out for him. Goes one-on-one. Haynes puts it up. No. But a charge.
Brent Sharp out there with that call. He went down lane, got up in the air. No place to go with it, Scott. On top, maybe on the last possession, Wash could have got called for one as well. There was a no call. Hunter Straight in transition got up in the air to make his pass.
Sean Beyer will come into the game for Kennedy, the 6'5 senior. Headed to Iowa to play football. Diggins off the clear out, drives, shovels it back now to Bassinius, guarded by Straight. And Byer's going to be guarded by Dawson. Back it comes to Haynes, right side three, and he hits.
Worked their offense side to side. Haynes catch and shoot. Did it against Xavier the other night as well.
8-8, we are tied. Straight double pump runner, rimming no. Rebound tipped around, Warriors get it, and a foul called underneath.
Is it Bennett that was in there getting that board? Yep, for Washington.
For the shot, they're going to get the foul on Beyer. First against the Cougars.
Yeah, underneath. Baseline out of bounds underneath for Washington. Kennedy in the man-to-man defense.
Jackson inbound right of the glass in front court. Gets it into Wills. Turns in the corner. Couples stutter steps. Goes cross court. Jackson, nice ball fake. Kick out to Straight. Extra pass to Wills. Wide open three, and he hits from the left wing.
That's when you move the ball side to side, Scott, and you let the ball movement set up or create your shots that time. Washington does a nice job of it.
Beautiful extra pass. Diggins circling right. Goes between the legs with it. Great defense by Wills. Cut him off. Burst right of the circle. Puts it on the floor. Stop and go move. Leaves it for Haynes. Comes left. Gets a double team. Out to Bassinius for three. That's no good. And the rebound to Washington. Bennett got high to get it. Jackson quickly into front court. Takes it right free throw line. With a minute five to play, here's Wills off the dribble and buries the triple.
That's two in a row for Wills.
6-0 run by Washington. They lead 14-8. Diggins in front court. Offensive foul on Beyer for setting the illegal screen.
Well, he said he was not set out there. Going to go the other way. Kennedy and a lot of new kids in the ball game right now.
Wall back in, Gardner back in, and also Gerling back in.
Double drag, double.
And Kennedy had six on the court for a moment. Jeff Johnson reminds us we get five.
And they're going to go now what they call the double. This is what Coach Decker calling out. Double high screen up top.
Straight drives, kick to the corner, and it went off the hands of Malik Jackson. Unforced error. Six turnover on Washington.
As it comes in, the defenders come and help. The idea is to kick it out in the corner for a spot-up shooter.
36 seconds to play, first quarter. And Washington up 14-8. Quick pass, dump pass, high-low. Wall gets it inside. Shot no good by Brewster. Missed the easy one. Tipped out to Hunter Strait. Strait, little shake and bake dribble. Drives in, no good. They fight for it on the weak side. Brewster comes the other way off the rebound. Brewster, double-teamed for a moment. He almost lost it. Spins, looking for the shot. Forces it up through traffic. And here comes Washington with 10 seconds. Then Jackson dribbles it off his foot. Kennedy the other way. Diggins underneath. Collects, puts it up and scores.
A little bit of craziness going on out there, Scott.
And that's it for the first quarter. After one, Washington 14 and Kennedy 10. And we'll come back with the second quarter from the Warrior Gym, and we'll do it after this 30-second timeout as you're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
We're back at Cedar Rapids, Washington. Not a lot of scoring, but a lot of up and down.
Yeah, there was. Maybe too much, Scott, and people not valuing the basketball a little bit. I tell you, part of what is happening here is I think that everybody wants to make a play. They want to make it right away instead of just settling in a little bit and letting the game come to them.
We're seeing a lot of one-on-one, especially more for Kennedy than we've been accustomed to.
Yeah, and I think maybe that was part of the problem, the way it sounded anyway, when they went to Ames, too, that Coach wasn't real happy with.
14-10 Washington. They went on a 6-0 run. They've led by as many as six. Kennedy is not led in the ballgame. Warrior basketball. Levici Williams back into the game. Skip pass over the top to Strait. No look pass to Thomas. He's Washington back to their starting five. As Dallas Hobbs also back in there. They bounce it inside to Hobbs. Went up with the shot. Had a block by Wall. Thomas got it back. Missed. And Levici Williams with the third effort. His third putback. He's got six.
Third offensive rebound of the ball game.
And Kennedy throws it away on the other end as Diggins tried to beat everybody up court.
Yeah, and I think Coach McCowan not real happy with the no call down at this end of the floor last time. Kennedy almost looked they were playing like a zone that last possession, but back in that man-to-man, switching everything.
That jump and switch defense. Wills off the clear out, drives right of the lane. Scoop layup good and a beautiful one.
Hard to do and out there. From that switch, Wall out there switching on a guard. He has to defend on the perimeter.
Diggins in all the way with a quick step down the right baseline, and he was fouled. Taking it hard to the rack.
Yeah, a little bit of an extra gear there, Scott, at the end. Getting to the rim in a hurry.
Second on Dallas Hobbs. Seventh already against Washington.
Fouls mounting up on him. Kennedy, traditionally a good free throw shooting team.
Diggins connects on the first. Noah Dawson in for Washington, Matt Burst for Kennedy. And Hobbs going to have to take a seat with the two fouls.
He's a big body out there, Scott. He can take up space, he can rebound, he can defend in the paint.
Second one, no good. Couple Warriors fight for it. It comes down right in the hands of Brewster, who gets the easy put back.
Good fortune for the Cougars, and not so much if you're a Warrior fan, because there was two of them that should have had the ball.
Seven for Brewster, keeping Kennedy close. 18-13 lead for Washington. 6:35 to play, opening half. Thomas working the perimeter to Wills, who's already hit two threes. Fakes on the drive, pull up 17-footer, splash right through.
A little knuckleball going up there, Scott. Nothing but net, but then no rotation on that one.
Averaging just under nine, he's got 10 already, and he's feeling it. 20-13, lead back to seven. Diggins, little shake and bake dribble outside the arc. Gets a wall in the high post, puts it on the floor, gets it to Brewster. Drives, cut off by the help defense on the box. Gets a return pass from Wall. Brewster, standing right-hand dribble, goes crossover, comes off the high ball screen. Back it comes, right wing three, no good by Burst. One and done, rebound to Noah Dawson.
Clean look at it that time, just long off the back of the rim.
Here comes Wills into the front court for Washington. 20-13, cross-court pass nearly stolen. Straight comes away with it. Had it stolen away by Diggins. Loose at the center line and picked up by Kennedy. Warrior turnover. And then Diggins lost it, trying to go one-on-one.
Trying to finish down there after the turnover. Couldn't do it, though. Couldn't quite get to it. Kennedy going to stay, picking up a little over half court.
5:29 to play. Highly energetic first half, but a lot of mistakes and not good shooting. Great. Nice crossover dribble, drive, the kick out. Here's Wills for another three, and he hit it again.
He's definitely feeling it, Scott. That guy moves probably 4 or 5 feet beyond the three-point line when he caught that one.
Kennedy down 10. Warriors. Here's Diggins. Pop-up jumper from the free throw line. No. Rebound in the corner, and Wall gets it for Kennedy. Back it comes to Brewster. He'll put it up for three, way off the mark. Rebound underneath, fought for. Thomas gets it for Washington, and we got a foul on Brewster trying to get it back.
He's going to be out of bounds. The far side away from us, Scott. Cedar Rapids, Washington ball.
4:51 to play here in the opening half, and Washington up 10. Nick Deere will come into the Kennedy lineup for the first time. 6'1 junior for Adam Wall. Kennedy's going to go small.
We're going to see what they can do. Brewster's going to be the one that's going to wind up guarding Lavici Williams.
Off the high screen, driving a kick to the corner. Three-pointer way off the mark by Thomas. And Bassinius gets a weak side board. Centers the basketball, drive, and a bounce to Deere in the corner. Deere circles in the lane, takes it in, leaves it for Brewster. Pump fake, gets his man in the air, shot up good. A count and a foul on Dawson.
Nice patience that time, Scott, when he caught it on the block. He didn't go up right away. He used the pump fake, let that work, get the defender up in the air, and then get for the chance for the three-point play.
Austin Bennett will check in for Washington. And Dawson's going to have to check out with two fouls.
He came in off the bench, too. Gave him a good effort. 23-22 at the half, Scott. Cedar Rapids Prairie over Wallert.
Great throw, good, Brewster. Caps off the three-point play. Also, Iowa City West on top of Waterloo East, 29-24 at halftime.
A little closer than some expected, I think.
Here it's 23-16, Washington. They've led the whole way. Warriors with the basketball in front court. Going to the basket to our left. Thomas over to Wills, who's been red hot. Drives baseline, cut off. Good help defense there by Gerling. And now Wash will reset it. High catch by Thomas. Bounce right sideline as they work the perimeter. Straight, tried to get it down low to Williams and threw it away.
Really trying to work hard. Williams trying to work on the post up in there. Trying to get it to him. Just a little miscommunication between Straight and Williams.
Straight says, my fault.
Little wide there on the pass.
3:48 to play over the halfway mark here at quarter number two. Deere, Bassinius on the give and go. Right back to Deere. No look pass inside low for Brewster off his leg and picked up by Thomas of Washington. Turnover number seven.
I was going to say, another turnover for the Cougars.
Wills, back it comes to Thomas. Couple pump fakes, goes cross court now. Williams drives left baseline in all the way. Charge on Williams.
That's Brewster sliding in there, sliding down the lane line, giving good help. Williams going to the basket hard, knowing what he wanted to do, but just a little bit out of control there.
Wash is getting into foul trouble.
Yeah, it's foul number two. Is that right on him?
Scott? Williams with two, Dawson with two, and Hobbs with two.
And they're not going to shoot any free throws in that situation.
3:20 to play here in the open half. Kennedy basketball with Gerling. Circles right, takes the top of the key. A little pass inside off of Brewster, and Thomas comes up with a steal. As Deer forced it inside. Eighth Kennedy turnover. Thomas double pump, hanger, nobody drew the foul.
Thomas going to his left, comes back to his right at the end, draws the contact.
Gary Gerling picks up foul number one, fourth team foul on the Cougars.
Coach McCowan talking to his team about getting in front, taking the charge.
Free throw no good by Thomas. Washington shoots only 41% from the free throw line.
They're getting some out. Both teams not shooting very well from at all tonight in this ballgame.
Second free throw is good. Thomas's first point. And the lead at 8, 24-16. Off the clear out, Brewster going one-on-one. Fouled by Bennett.
Hand check. Double bonus maybe now, Scott.
Yep, team foul number 10.
Well, Brewster going to get to go to the line. He's the one that's doing most of the damage for Kennedy.
All but one three-pointer in the game between Diggins and Brewster. And Brewster on the line gets the first free throw. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight. We'll have scores and stats coming up at half.
You say Diggins coming back in the ball game, final 3 minutes of this quarter.
Second free throw curls in for Drake Brewster. And he's got already 12 as Sean Beyer back into the Kennedy lineup.
After the made free throw, Kennedy had a chance to set up full court, but they drop into the half court.
Under three to play first half. Straight standing left-hand dribble out front. Thomas guarded by Bassinius, man-to-man for Kennedy. That jump and switch. Wills a drive and a kick out. Straight puts it on the floor. Pop-up 15-footer curls out from the right free throw line, and Beyer with a rebound. Diggins back into the game in the open court. Leaves it for Deer. Here's Beyer with a jumper. That's in and out, no. Rebounded by Thomas. Thomas weaves through traffic. Kick out to Straight. Right wing for three. Got the roll.
A little bounce at the end of that. Catch and shoot in the end of the transition.
Five now for the sophomore, Hunter Straight. 27-18 Washington. Diggins circles right off the high ball screen. A kick outside. Gardner three-pointer, and he hits left of the key.
Yeah, that time coming off the ball screen, nothing there. They circle around behind for the kickback to him.
Gardner's first three of the year. 27-21. Kennedy with a trapping pressure and a push foul on the sideline on Bassinius.
Almost a turnover there, too, of it. Kennedy actually thought they were going to get the ball back.
That is only the 15th foul, though. So no free throws coming up yet for Washington. Throw into the backcourt, and Wills will make the grab. Under two to play, Straight circling out front. Over to Malik Jackson, who's back in there. Spins, turns on Haynes, back to Wills. With a minute 40 to play here in the second. Thomas pulls it back against Diggins. Warriors being patient. Here is off the stutter dribble. A three put up by Straight, no good. Deep kicker comes out to Jackson. One hand floater, rimming and good for Malik Jackson on the penetration move.
Yeah, he's able to get the long rebound. Nobody, Kennedy ran it down. Kept the possession alive for Cedar Rapids, Washington.
29-21. Diggins coming off the screen. Pop up 17-footer right through. Five for Diggins.
Either way, going to his right or his left off that ball screen, he can be effective.
29-23. Wills between the legs with it. Splits a double team. Can't get the finger roll to go. And Beyer with a rebound. Outlet. Here comes Diggins. Behind the back in the open court. Diggins stop and go. Dribble. Drives in. Hangs and got the double pumper to go.
About that change of speed in the full court transition game, Scott. Very, very difficult to defend.
Close as Kennedy has been in a while, 29-25. 34 seconds to play, first half. See if Wash goes for one.
They're setting it up top. It looks like they might, Scott. Keon Wells with the ball, handling the point guard duties right now.
20 seconds to play. Cougars will try to trap, and Wash going to get a timeout. 30-second timeout here for Justin Decker.
Gonna 17 seconds left, gonna get his set.
Gonna be on the far sideline.
Well, in front of the Kennedy student section, they'll be inbounding.
As Derek Gerling will come in to play defense for Kennedy. 29-25, kind of an important stretch here. Wash was up 23-13, Phil, at one point.
Yeah, it's down to four right now. Wash, right now, if you're Washington, you want to go in at the minimum up four. You don't want to give the ball back here to Kennedy and let them come down and hit a three or a two or whatever. They're going to have all the momentum going in half. Ideally, you would like to finish this with a score on your end of the court as the time runs out. Watch the inbound, Scott. Sometimes that's the hardest thing to do here in these situations is get it in if Kennedy would gets up and presses.
Warrior basketball, Thomas on the drive, took it in the lane and drew the blocking foul on Deer, who checked in. No free throws, though.
Out of bounds underneath. Doesn't necessarily hurt Kennedy right there. Going to force him to inbound it again here. Like, they were going hard right from the get-go, Wash was.
Warriors inbound, 13.5. Bullet pass out front to Straight. Sets it up. Using the high ball screen, goes crossover, takes a free throw line, pull up 12-footer short, 3 seconds to play. Lewis picked up by Kennedy. Here's Brewster from half court. Nope, he was stripped before he went up. And we are at halftime. Exciting first half, low scoring, and at the break, it's Cedar Rapids, Washington, 29. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 25. And we will take a one-minute timeout and come back to the Warrior Gym right after this. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball here on KGYM Sports.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Proudly representing Society Insurance.
Back with you here at halftime from Cedar Rapids, Washington. Our score at the break, 29-25. The Warriors lead it over the Kennedy Cougars. Girls game earlier on, won in overtime by Kennedy. That by a score in our first game, 67-59. And we're going to talk to Tony Viss coming up here in just a little bit here at the halftime break. As let's take a look at the scoring here in the first half. For the Washington Warriors, Keon Wills leading the way. He's got 13 points coming up at halftime. 6 points for LaVici Williams, all on putbacks. 5 points for Hunter Strait. Malik Jackson has 2 points, and Ian Thomas with a free throw for one. For Kennedy, being led at halftime by Drake Brewster with 12 points, most of those coming from the free throw line. 6 out of 7 from the free throw line and 3 field goals. 7 points for Derek Diggins. Malik Haynes and Matt Gardner both off the bench with 3 points in the game. Turnovers unofficially, 8 for Kennedy, 10 for Washington. The bench scoring right now is Kennedy with 3 and 3 as well for Cedar Rapids, Washington. Now I'll throw it to you for a look at the stats as far as rebounding.
Rebounding 18-11, Scott, Cedar Rapids, Washington, up plus 7 here in this situation. We'll look at the individuals for the Warriors. Levici Williams with 4 rebounds right now, followed up by Ian Thomas. 2 apiece from Malik Jackson, Austin Bennett, Noah Dawson, as well as Dallas Hobbs. Kian Wills and Hunter Strait each contributing with 1 rebound. 1 team or dead ball rebound for Washington. 6 offensive, 12 defensive, total of 18. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, they're led by Derek Diggins with 3. 2 apiece for Drake Brewster as well as Michael Bassinius. Sean Beyer off the bench with 2 rebounds as well. And then Adam Wall and Nicholas Deere each contributing 1. 3 offensive, 8 defensive, total of 11, Scott.
So we are at halftime, and it's 29-25 in favor of Cedar Rapids, Washington. Phil, I'm going to let you stretch your legs for a moment here. As, by the way, Noah Dawson also with 2 points there in the first half of play for Cedar Rapids, Washington. And they lead it 29-25. Couple other scores we can give you, both the Xavier scores. The Xavier boys leading Dubuque Senior in the third, 41-37, and the Xavier girls on top of Senior, 35-15, as Tony Lilly looks for 499 win number tonight. Tony Viss joining me here at courtside as Kennedy won the girls game earlier on, 67-59 in overtime. The heart is not palpating as much as it did earlier?
It's slowed down a little bit since the game, but was a really close game. And, you know, Sidney Hayden stepped up big there in the fourth quarter, knocked down that 3 to tie things up. And then just love the leadership as they came to the huddle, you know, going into overtime. We're going to win this. And you could see they still had business to do, 4 minutes to take care of. And Sidney got it started off great in the overtime with a 3. And then, you know, to Wash's credit, I believe Janiqua knocked one down to tie it back up. And then we got an and one with Carly. And just a lot of kids that stepped up and played well. And, you know, played a little extra minutes tonight with 36 on the legs, and we'll get back to work tomorrow and see if we can get some things ironed out.
You set up a nice play there at the end, and I think you probably set up 2 plays. If it was a 2-point game or a 3-point game, good dribble penetration there. It took a lot to set up that last play.
It did take a lot. You know, we were arguing a little bit on the bench about should we take the timeout or not. Sometimes, you know, you want to let them play so that they can't do something different than what you're drawing up in the huddle. And we decided to take it to make sure we got the shot that we wanted. We knew they were paying a lot of attention to Layla, and so we wanted to make sure we got the ball on her side, had a lot of attention on that side, kind of snuck Sydney off to the weak side, and then we were able to get the ball to her. It seemed like she was there quite a bit, maybe passed up 1 or 2, but we weren't reversing the ball. We locked the ball into a side too much. But fortunately there, we were able to find her, and she stepped up in a big situation and hit a huge shot for us.
Well, you got to be happy. You won tonight without Layla having her best game. She got into foul trouble. Sydney got into foul trouble in the first half as well. Haley Dolphin did a really nice job. All 5 of your starters were in double figures tonight.
Yeah, you know, and I think a lot of teams, when they look at us, you know, there's a lot of attention on Layla, and deservedly so. Layla's an outstanding player. But at the same time, we are more than just one player. We are a team, and you saw our balance tonight as we ended up with 4 other kids in double figures. And, you know, I thought Layla was off to a good start, had 9 there in the first half, a lot of good things going early on. And like you mentioned, she got in some foul trouble. I think that caused her to kind of get out of rhythm and routine a little bit, and then just could never quite get back into it, and struggled passing the ball a little bit as well. And the other kid stepped up and made some big plays, and you know, we're going to have nights like that where she's going to get a lot of attention, and the other ones are going to have to step up in a big way.
Bench did a nice job as well. Ashley Hamilton came in, gave you some really nice minutes in there, and Olivia Helweg, Kendall Meyer came in and gave you some nice minutes as well.
Yeah, you know, we feel comfortable going, you know, 4, 5, 6 kids deep off the bench, and I believe we went 5 deep tonight. And like you mentioned, you know, 2 of them have been pretty consistent for us all year long with Helweg and Hamilton. And I was really impressed with Hamilton during the third quarter, diving on the floor for a loose ball and able to get it to a teammate up ahead. Just showed how hard she was playing. And then, you know, Olivia's been pretty consistent all year for us as well. And Kendall is starting to come on lately as well. And so that's given us another one that's been able to provide us some minutes there also.
Well, it wasn't a conference game, but it still meant a lot for you and the girls.
It did. You know, we've had some games, and we talked to them about the fact that, you know, the sign of a good team is when they win a game and they don't have their A game. And I didn't think we necessarily had our A game, but at the same time, I don't want to take anything from Wash. Frank had a great game plan in. His kids played extremely hard. All the credit in the world goes to them with what we were having issues with tonight. I thought they had a scouted well, took away some of our looks that we like to go to, and unfortunately weren't able to get to options 2, 3, and 4 at times and turn the ball over. You know, but at the same time, it was a nice win tonight. Come out here, and I told them, you know, it's one of those things where some people like to win, others hate to lose, and there's a huge, huge difference in that, and I thought that we showed that we hate to lose tonight, and we're able to find a way.
Well, 7 in a row, but you can't have a letdown for Hempstead coming up on Friday night.
You know, we'll hammer this home the next couple nights. Last year when we went to Hempstead, we got beat there. And, you know, still kind of a bad taste in the mouth, and we get a chance to go there and, you know, be able to play them again and get, you know, get a little bit of retribution, if you will. And then you turn around, we're going to take the weekend off. First time we'll have a weekend off in a long time. And we host a very, very good Fairfield team on Monday. So the schedule continues to grind on. We'll get 10 of our 21 games in before the Christmas break. And, you know, we'll take a well-deserved break and then hopefully get some things worked on over break and come back ready to go. But this league is really tough, and every night you better bring it, as it was showed tonight.
Well, I know you enjoyed the doubleheaders, so we'll let you get back for the second half of the boys' game here.
All right, I appreciate it, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Tony Viss, head coach of the Kennedy Cougars, as they won it earlier tonight in overtime, 65-59 over the Washington Warriors, as we are at the halftime break of the boys' game, and Washington on top of Kennedy, that by a score of 29-25, as both teams back out onto the court, taking their warm-up tosses for half number two. And we'll try to get you some other scores here as we see them. 34-30, it's Prairie on top of Wallert right now. A bit of a surprise right there. And that's toward the latter portion of the third quarter. We gave you the Xavier boys score. Iowa City West was on top of Waterloo East, 29-24 at halftime. Into the third, Xavier leading Dubuque Senior by 1 point. That's at 46-45. Some of the other Valley scores coming your way here tonight. And try to get you some more here as we get closer and closer to things. Good first half, and but both coaches got things to work on, I think, at halftime, Phil.
Yeah, they do. And I think, number one, you had mentioned, we had talked a little bit this briefly off the air, that Kennedy's going to have to get a little bit better going out there as far as execution goes on the offensive end, Scott. They need to make sure that they're taking good shots and they're working their offense out there. And one thing, though, that Kennedy can be happy with is they've only given up 6 offensive rebounds. I know that that seems to be, you know, you'd think, geez, you got to get better at that. But Cedar Rapids, Washington is just a beast on the offensive glass. You got to keep them under control. And again, if you're Wash, Ken Wills had the hot hand. I see if you can get him going again. Hunter Strait is going to be one of your scorers as well. And then get your inside game going with Hobbs and Williams.
We're ready to go in the second half. Kennedy with the basketball. Wall out to Bassinius. Deep three on the way. No good on the line driver, but the Cougars get the offensive board. Brewster, spin move into the lane. Hangs and was fouled as Lavici Williams went for the swat and got the arm.
Well, that foul trouble is one of the things, Scott. Number 3 on Williams.
Yep.
That's one of the things that Coach Decker had to be worried about coming out of the half. And not even 20 seconds in, and he gets his third.
Kennedy and Wash, both with their starting fives out there. It's a free throw good by Brewster. Leading all scorers with 13, and Dawson will come in for Williams right away in the Wash lineup.
Now, and the one thing is that Dawson did have some good minutes in that first half play, Scott, when he came in. He did some nice things. Hopefully he's going to be able to pick that up for the Warriors.
Got them both. Lead down to 2 from 10. Kennedy has never led in this game. Kennedy ended that first half on a 12-6 run. It's up to a 14-6 run. Keon Wills dumps it inside to Dawson, traveled with it.
Well, pick and roll, slipped the screen, Scott. Tried to set the ball screen, then rolled to the basket, and then get his feet set when he tried to catch it.
Gardner, Diggins, Brewster, Wall, and Bassinius for Kennedy. As we're just underway here in the second half. Diggins yo-yos dribble back out to the center circle. Off the clear out. Angles right on Wills. Trying to go backdoor to Brewster, and the pass tipped out of bounds.
Stays underneath. Baseline out of bounds. It's in the goofy spot on the floor, though.
Kind of that coffin near side corner.
For the corners, it's difficult to run something here.
Looking, and Diggins gets it in. Vicinius, quick pass into the lane and off the glass for two. Matt Gardner and a nice curl.
Yeah, curl cut off a little screen up there. Nice ball movement to get him.
16-6 Kennedy run. We're tied at 29. The ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Wash.
Now the Cougars have been battling their way, clawing their way back. Scott into this thing, got a new ball game right now.
Warriors need to get a bucket. Keon Wills off the clear out, can't do anything with it. Back up top to Hunter Strait. Brewster coming out on him. And they've done a good job. Hunter Strait with only 5 points in the first half. Puts it on the floor, gets a double team. Thomas on the drive, in all the way. Double pump, hanger, good. Counting a foul. He spun it off the glass. And a chance for the old-fashioned hat trick.
No, and that's what you talked about, Scott. You said the Warriors need it. They score, they get it. Ian Thomas going to the rim. Cougar defense late getting there.
Pretty good move for a linebacker.
Nice little spin, like you say. Got it up, kiss off the glass.
Great throw, can't get it to go. And it stays a two-point Warrior lead, 31-29. Quickly in the front court, here comes Brewster. Driving a kick out, Diggins, deep three, missed everything. But the put back, no good. They fight for it in the weak side, out of bounds, and it will stay with Kennedy.
Diggins didn't ever look to me like he caught it cleanly that time, and they just put it up.
That was a quick one.
Yeah, so I think he bobbled it. The pass was low to begin with.
Wall inside, the half hook, no. And rebounded by Dallas Hobbs. Warriors on the run. Up the left-hand boards with Strait. Cross-court pass. Thomas driving baseline. Cut off. They reverse it into the corner. Good. Touch pass inside to Hobbs. Fouled by Wall on the push.
Late getting there, Wall was. He's better off just staying behind in that situation and keeping his hands up, making him shoot over the top of you.
Wall picks up two quickies here. As Bassinius out, Matt Burst back into the Cougar lineup, and Wall will come out, and Derek Gerling back in. So Kennedy goes smaller here. Minute 50 into the second half. 31-29 in favor of Washington. Thomas circles right outside the golden arc. Diggins playing off of him. Back it comes to Wills. It's Wash being patient. Wills, spin move, top of the key. Goes back door. A couple Warriors fight for it. Loose on the floor. And coming up with it was Gerling. And did he get a timeout? He did. Yeah.
Good hustle that time. Getting on the floor. Getting down and dirty.
Wow. We had West Branch girls beat Cascade earlier on, 52-46, and now West Branch and Cascade boys are in overtime at 53 apiece.
Might be the night of upset, Scott. After three quarters, 36-35, Cedar Rapids Prairie still with a one-point lead.
Prairie on top of Wallert by one after three. Prairie's improved.
Yeah, they are, and they got the chance at home tonight to play against number one team in 3A.
We're going to get the chance to see them coming up right after New Year's on the 2nd against North Scott, the defending state champions. West has extended the lead to 17 after the third quarter against Waterloo East, 53-36. Here it's Washington on top of Kennedy, 31-29, Cougar basketball. Circling right, starter dribble, Diggins a drive, a kick out. Gerling three-pointer, no, but the offensive board to Kennedy. Brewster gets it, back to Gerling again for three. Off the right side, no, rebounded by Wills of Washington. Wills, ball handling in front court, guarded by Gardner. Straight to Dawson, skip pass, Thomas, driving a kick out. Wills on the ball fake, drives baseline, in all the way. Cut off by the help defense. Back to Thomas for three, no. And the deep kicker comes out to Brewster. Might have got away with a double dribble. Into the lane, off the spin move, and finishes with the right hand.
That's tough shots, guy. Spinning out there, big fellow like that. Nice soft touch.
16 now for Brewster. Tied again. Kennedy 31, Wash 31. No look pass to the corner. Fall away three. Short that time by Thomas. Put back Dawson rimming. No. They fight for it underneath. Hobbs comes up with it but stepped on the baseline.
Yeah, good effort by Dawson. Not able to get the roll at the end. Then Hobbs getting after it. Just not enough room along the side or in line there.
Xavier leading senior 54-52 halfway through the fourth quarter over at the Ron Thillen Gymnasium. Diggins off the 1-4 look. Turned down the shot, kick out to Gerling. Now to Gardner who fumbled it. Burst, a head and shoulder fake, and now wait for the ball. We got a hold on Wash.
He's going to be out of bounds underneath.
Hunter Strait will pick it up, his first. Second on Washington, Austin Bennett will come in for Dallas Hobbs. 31-31, Kennedy will inbound. Brewster on the drive, stops. High arching pull-up was partially blocked there. Kennedy gets it back, turnaround won't go, and the rebound to Dawson. Wills into the timeline, across the timeline in the front court. One-hand catch by Thomas. Crossover, he lost it. Putting it on the floor, loose, and Kennedy up with it. 13th turnover in Washington. Brewster drive, a kick outside, three-pointer, ring it up for Gardner, left of the circle.
Yeah, Brewster draws the defender down in there, and Gardner spots up, knowing what his job. Gives a good passing angle, catch and shoot.
Matt Gardner with eight, timeout Washington. We'll take one as well, 3:42 to play here in the third quarter. And it's Kennedy 34, Washington 31, back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids, Washington. As the Warriors have led the whole way until just the last couple of minutes when Kennedy has taken a three-point lead at 34-31.
Yeah, and it's kind of, this quarter's kind of been like the girls' game, Scott. It was the previous game where there were some lead changes, teams make a little bit of a run back and forth. Low scoring right now as far as what we thought it would be. A lot of effort on the floor out there. You can tell both these basketball clubs want this one, getting on the floor every loose ball.
9-2 run to start the second half for Kennedy. They lead by three, Warrior basketball. Hunter Strait across the timeline, picked up by Gerling. Kennedy in the man-to-man. Dump pass inside, forced in there, tipped away, stolen. Gerling, lead pass, caught on the baseline by Malik Haynes, who's just checked in for Kennedy. Warriors with back-to-back turnovers. Gerling circles right free throw line. Over to Burst. Fall away three. Way short. Rebound. Kicked around underneath. And going to go to Washington.
Wash ball. Defense rebound. Quick shot that time. Just burst. Never looked good when it left its hand.
And the Warriors can pull within one or tie with the deep ball. Straight. Outside the arc. 3 minutes to play. Third quarter here from Washington. Thomas gets a double team, gets rid of it on the bounce over to Keon Wills, who had a big first half, scoreless here in the second half, though. Off the clear out, goes one-on-one, drives in, stripped and stolen by Diggins. Two-on-two, Diggins all the way, layup good on the finger roll and a foul.
And that's where he's made his hay tonight. Diggins is in transition, running the floor. He's very good at finishing, changing speeds in the open court.
Turnovers are killing Washington.
And Kennedy making them count here now in this third period.
Diggins with nine. And the free throw is good. Make it 10. He's in double digits. A little full court pressure by Kennedy now. And why not?
Yeah, and they're going to come back with LaVici Williams now with three fouls. They're going to bring him back in.
And Dallas Hobbs. So Wash going to go back to the height. Circling left with it. No look pass underneath. And a foul called on a good back cut there by Ian Thomas.
Thomas catching it and finishing, or attempting to finish down there in contact. Almost got it to go.
Diggins foul his first. And Ian Thomas to the line for the Warriors.
This is where you got to, if you're Cedar Rapids Washington, Scott, you're down six, 2:29 left. This is where you got to keep going. You know, this is where you tough things out in these situations. Get a score here. They make another one. Two possession ball game. And plenty of time left in this thing. Yeah, kind of worry though a little bit. Maybe some of the body language are down and they're kind of getting a little nervous.
Got the first. And got them both. Ian Thomas with 4 1/4, 5 in the game, 37-33. Kennedy's lead cut down now to 4. Diggins coming left off the high ball screen. Sean Beyer back into the game, feeds in the right block. Brewster backing his way into the lane. Double teams, gets loose, finds Burst in the lane, and he was pushed and fouled by Strait before the shot.
Checked him in the back that time on the floor. Going to be out of bounds underneath.
Pretty easy call.
Yeah, it was.
Second on Hunter Strait, fourth on Washington. And Cascade holds on 57-55 over West Branch in overtime.
Cedar Rapids, Duke Wallert now with a three-point lead, 49-46, 1:26 left in that game.
Here's Haynes off the inbound, pull-up free throw line jumper, no, fight for it out of bounds, it'll go to the Warriors. Shooting percentage is not the best so far in the game, but it's been high energy.
There's been some contact out there as well, too. Not for the faint of heart.
Straight all the way under. Leaves it for Williams at the free throw line. He'll go crossover on the drive. Takes it up with a double pumper. Forced it. Was short. And the rebound save, but thrown out of bounds by Hunter Straight.
Yeah, you're right there. You know, someone's just forcing some stuff right now. Team's doing some things that they're not capable of doing out there.
Vicinius and Wall back into the Cougar lineup.
Hold them here, score, and we're fine. We're fine.
Play defense, we're all right, let's go.
37-33.
Get rid of that.
And Kennedy with the basketball. Here's Diggins taking it left of the lane. Fakes, puts up the fall away. Can't get it to go, and the rebound out of there to LaVici Williams. Up court, here straight through traffic and drew the foul. See if they give him two free throws or before the shot.
He pointed underneath down there, they did. Yep.
Vicinius picks up his second. Off the inbound, Wills fires up the three. That one way short. Rebound, Kennedy had it, lost it. LaVici Williams takes it up off the glass. Good, counting the foul.
Like you said, Brewster had it, Scott. Williams just, I don't know what happened there. He just lost control of it. LaVici Williams doing what he does. When he gets it in the lane, he goes to the rim.
As Diggins picks up the foul. And Williams' chance three-point play, and he got it.
Makes that free throw. 1-point ball game.
Washington a little 5-0 mini run. 37-36, 1:19 to play here in the third. Vicinius tries to pass inside, tipped away by Thomas. Burst out at the right point. Standing right-hand dribble. Brewster directing traffic on the drive. Spins Williams in the lane. Off the glass with it. No. Offensive board, though, to Kennedy. Burst fakes. Puts it up and scores.
And Burst down there getting one of the offensive rebounds. Few that Kennedy's had out there. Working hard. One little guy's on the floor.
39-36. Under a minute play here in the game's third quarter. Wills holds it up top. Standing dribble. Looking for some help. Puts it on the floor, goes one-on-one, drives. Good drop-off pass underneath, but the shot rejected out of bounds.
Diggins from the backside, wasn't it, Scott?
Diggins got it.
Surprise, Williams. I don't think he expected anybody to be there.
And it'll be Warrior ball out of bounds. Thomas throws it in. High catch made by Strait with one hand. Puts it on the floor. Goes crossover. Yo-yos it back. Step back three. No. And the rebound to Brewster.
One much there on that look, and it was a tough shot. Kennedy, I think, is going to see go for one right now, Scott.
Brewster will walk it up and just gets across the timeline. 16 seconds.
Get out.
Brewster ball handling, hands it. Diggins to Brewster, I beg your pardon.
Nothing yet.
6 seconds, 1-4 clear out. Brewster going one-on-one, into the lane, trying to bounce it down low, kicked out of bounds with 1.3 to go.
Well, they're going to bring in a shooter right now, Coach McCollin is.
Malik Haynes will come in for Wall. And Bassinius.
They got a play that you like to run here in this situation, Scott. So these are best shooters.
Watch somebody coming off.
See if you see a double going for somebody and a shooter coming out.
Gardner to inbound. You also got to watch for the inbounder.
1.3, you can catch, maybe bounce once, and then you got to go up right away then.
Gardner gets it in to Brewster, off his fingertips, out of bounds, and it will be the end of the third quarter. We'll give Kennedy a turnover for that one, and we're through three. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 39. Cedar Rapids, Washington, 36. We'll come back with the fourth and final quarter, and we'll do it after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYM Sports.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Proudly representing Society Insurance. Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
Scott Unash, Phil Dunn, back with you here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM Cedar Rapids. Fourth quarter underway. Wash with the ball. Kennedy with the pressure defense in the half court. Warriors down three. We'll set the lineups for you. Thomas, Wills, Williams, Hobbs, and Keon Wills in there for Washington along with Hunter Stray. Crossover dribble. Thomas goes behind the back with it on Nick Deer. Bounce right of the lane. Williams posting up. Turn around. Good for Lavici Williams.
Yeah, he took his time that time when he caught it in the post. Let the defender clear and then nice little touch in the middle of the lane.
39-38 on the drive. Diggins fouled. We'll see if it's before the shot off the clear out right of the lane.
Going to his right that time. Little hand check on the floor. Diggins is going to be the inbounder.
Fifth team foul. Wills picks up his second. Diggins to inbound, Brewster, Gardner, Bassinius, and Deer in there. So a small unit in there for Kennedy and John McCowan. Deer circles into the lane, works against Hobbs, goes back door. Nice catch, reverse layup, good by Brewster on the back cut.
Yeah, nice pass that time too, not forcing it by Deer, letting it play develop.
18 for Drake Brewster, 41-38. Kennedy looking to go 2-0 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Wash trying to even their record at 1-1. Straight, dumps it inside. Hobbs fumbled it, picks it up, and was pushed and fouled by Brewster.
From the backside, two hands to the easy call for the official that time.
Brewster said, yeah, you got it.
Pretty good contact to put Hobbs down, too. He's a big fella.
And it'll be the Warriors to inbound. Xavier has beaten Dubuque Senior 65-55. Another MVC play. Warriors inbound, Keon Wills far corner. Off to clear out, going one-on-one, fouled going up down the lane on the drive. And Mr. Koala's got the foul on Nick Deer. Team foul number 7 on Kennedy. And it'll be a couple free throws for Keon Wills. Had 13 points in the first half.
Yeah, he lit it up. He scored him in a bunch from threes. He was catching and shooting out there. Nice adjustment by Kennedy defensively not to give him that space.
Beyer back in for Matt Gardner for Kennedy.
Yeah,
Fire with,
or excuse me, Wills with one more, and he gets them both. 41-40, Kennedy by a point. Cougar basketball. Diggins coming off the high ball screen with a stutter dribble, diving down the left side of the lane, cut off of the double team, shovels it underneath. Basinius, a shot block. Here comes Lavici Williams in transition. Pass left side, straight, finger roll, right hand, no. Put back good, Williams.
Williams in the right spot at the right time again.
13 for Lavici Williams. Most on putbacks, Wash back up one. 42-41. Deer drops it right in the lane. They work the triangle. Here's Brewster backing his way in. Spin move. Forces up the fall away. That's no good. Rebound Williams. 2-on-1 break. Lead pass ahead. Broken up by Deer out of bounds. Trying to get it to Keon Wills.
Deer with a nice hustle on the turnover to save the two. Williams got the defensive board, and then he's leading the break going to the other end.
Gardner in. Gerling back in for Kennedy. Deer and Beyer will come out. Warriors with the one-point lead to inbound. Straight inside to Hobbs. Bodies hit the deck all over the place, and Hobbs gets a turnaround. Three players were down in the lane.
And now Cedar Rapids Washington back with the three-point lead.
Here's Gardner pulling his way into the lane and gets the two, and a timeout called by Kennedy. 30-second timeout taken here by the Cougars with 5:40 to play, and Wash up 44-43. This is a good one.
Yes, it is, Scott. I tell you what's going to happen. Right here, the final 5:40 free throws are coming into play, but foul trouble maybe. Hopefully we're going to be able to avoid that, but certain players out there playing with three fouls are going to have to make sure they can finish this one out in a tight ball game.
Waterloo East falls to Iowa City West tonight. The Trojans go to 2-0 in the conference, 71-50.
16 seconds left out in that game at Prairie, Scott. 55-54, Cedar Rapids Prairie up right now.
We welcome everyone on 106.3 FM after a pair of exciting games between Cascade and West Branch. And we've had a pair of exciting games as well. The girls' game going overtime. Seventh-rated Kennedy holding off Washington, 67-59. The boys' game has been back and forth. Wash led most of the first half. Kennedy took a six-point lead, and now Wash back up with the ball. Nearly a throwaway, loose in front of us, and picked up by Ian Thomas. Warriors with the ball up 44-43. Keon Wills in the ball fake. Driving baseline, no luck passing the lane, stolen away by Kennedy.
I tell you what, that was good defense by Gerling, sliding down to the level of the basketball to get the breakup.
Diggins one-on-one, pull up 15-footer, no. Hobbs had the rebound, lost it. Last touch by Drake Brewster of Kennedy.
Go Washington ball. Hobbs and Brewster battling in there, like you said.
Washington leading 44-43 with 5:06 to play in the game. As Kennedy will throw on some full court man pressure.
Straight up.
Keon Wills, Ian Thomas. Warriors have played about only six there in the second half. Let's see if conditioning plays into this. Stop and go move. Thomas bounce to the corner. Hunter straight open. Three. No good on the line driver. Williams a rebound. Put back rimming and good.
Lavici Williams again. We're calling his name with those offensive boards.
15 for Williams. Most on putbacks. 46-43. Brewster on the drive. Into the lane and traveled with it.
Yeah, he changed his pivot foot. What up there? He used the shot fake. I didn't. Elfie got a little bit confused. Defensive pressure rattled him a little bit there.
Big possession right here. Three-point game. We'll see if Wash moves it around the perimeter, tries to get it inside to big posts.
That's where they've had their luck, Scott.
Starting to take over. Thomas had Hobbs, didn't see him. They reverse it right side. Hunter straight, the sophomore, takes it in the corner. Back out Keon Wills, guarded out there by Gerling. Still a long way to go, 4:10 to play here in the ball game.
This is the longest possession I think Wash has had in the ball game, Scott.
Spin move, top of the key. They double on Wills, gets rid of it to Hunter straight. Straight, drive, a kick out. Wills, three, good!
Two possession ball game, pushes it out. That patience paid off for Washington. They get the good looking three.
13-4 Warrior run. Diggins off balance, forces it up, no good. Rebound loose, and Thomas makes the save off a Cougar and out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a hustle play by Thomas. Actually, hustle play all the way around by a lot of players going after it. Thomas with the heads up, throwing off the Kennedy player, though.
Going to get a timeout, a full timeout taken by Kennedy. We'll take one as well. We'll take a 33-37 to play in the ball game. It's Washington 49, Kennedy 43. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Been a good one here from Washington, 49-43 off a big Keon Wills tray. Warriors with a 6-point lead. And the basketball with still 3:37 left. Kennedy has 17 fouls. And Washington will be in the bonus from here on in.
Yeah, you got to start counting your timeouts, too, in a tight ball game like this, Scott. Washington used a couple of them in the first half play. Only two left for them, so turnovers, execution down the stretch now.
Student section's into it, and Kennedy will try to trap out of the half court. Wills goes crossover, bumps off of Gerling to Levici Williams into the corner. Thomas, stutter dribble, drives in the lane, double pump, runner off the glass, and good.
Well, they're feeling, they got that momentum right now, Scott. They're feeling real good about themselves, everybody on the floor.
51-43, a 15-4 run right now. Cougar basketball burst from the corner. Three ball won't go. Tapped out, picked up by Diggins. Diggins, stutter dribble coming left. Down by eight. Turns down the shot, gets it to burst. Outside the arc, drives in. Cut off by the help defense. Spinning, looking for help. Kick out to Gardner for three. That's too strong, and Wills with a weak side board for Washington.
Now's when you got to be thinking, Scott. You got to be thinking 8-point lead, under three left. You don't have to play fast. You don't want to play fast. No shot clock in high school basketball.
Warriors going to pull it out. They're going to go a little four corners here. And Thomas fouled by Diggins.
You got to go to the free throw line now, Thomas will.
Thing to remember, though, Phil, shooting percentages from the line. Washington as a team, 41%.
Yeah, and that's not real good out there. You hope you can change that if you're a Warrior fan. All five new guys out there, Scott. All five new guys for Kennedy.
John McCown is not happy with the shot selection.
He's talking to them as they come off the floor.
Thomas spins the ball, puts it up, got the one and one. Well, it's not been a 41% shooting team from the line in the second half. They're 6 of 7 from the stripe.
Well, and then Ian Thomas gets the second big one here now, Scott. Go up by 10 if he can connect.
And in and out, back in again. 17-4 Washington run. 53-43, biggest lead. Cougar basketball. Deer to Bassinius. They go back door. Deer had a strip and stolen by Thomas. Williams, coast to coast, knocked away from behind by Nick Deer.
Williams. He had a feeling he was going to try and finish that hard if he could. He's getting going to the rim.
Buyer in for Kennedy along with Bassinius, Deer, Wall, and Malik Haynes. As Washington to inbound with a 10-point lead. Out deep it comes. Hunter straight. Buyer out there with those long arms on him at 6'5". High lob pass caught in the corner by Thomas. Circles right, no look pass. Give and go to Hobbs. Had it blocked going up by Wall, I think, got a piece of it.
Yeah, and Bassinius pulls down the ball on the opposite side.
Deer trying to force the pass inside. The Wall tipped out of bounds by Dallas Hobbs.
Yeah, and you're going to see five new ones come right back in for Kennedy, the same five that came out earlier.
Diggins, Brewster, Burst, Gardner, and Gerling. Minute 57 to play, and Washington looking to even the record at 2-2. Diggins throws it out deep. Caught by Gerling. Off the clear out. Gardner, shake and bake move. On the drive, takes it inside. Rejected by Hobbs. Got it back. Put it in and a foul.
And that is one of those plays, Scott, where defensively you do it right the first time, but you don't finish with the rebound. And give Gardner all the credit in the world, not giving up on that play.
Stuck with it and a chance for a three-point play. He's got 12. Free throw right through. Kennedy pressure upcoming, and here it is. 53-46, long up court pass. Thomas at the center line, makes the high catch. Quickly into the front court, timeout Washington. Before the steal with a minute 44 to go, leads the Warriors with only one remaining.
He wanted to save that possession right there, I think.
30-second timeout taken by Justin Decker and Washington.
A 7-point lead, Scott. If you're Wash, again, you spread the floor. Probably Thomas, he's been able to connect from the free throw line. You're going to want him to go out there and shoot the basketball. Straight, you would think, would be a good free throw shooter, too, if you keep the ball in his hands. But defensively is where they're going to make their hay if they can stop Kennedy. You don't want to turn it over. If you're going to turn it over on a dead ball so Kennedy doesn't get a chance for the run out and the easy score and set their press.
More basketball coming your way on Friday night. Another doubleheader at West Branch. Brett Balvin out. We'll have that one. It'll be West Branch and Regina. We'll have Jeff and Xavier as Kennedy comes up with a turnover. That's a girls' game. Lead pass Gardner. Spin move. Left hand. Layup. Good.
He'll go to his right, come back to his left. Soft touch off the glass.
53-48. Trap in the backcourt. Here's Wills. And lost it out of bounds. Going to go to Kennedy. Knocked away by a triple team by Derek Gerling.
Yeah, that's what he said. They came up on it. Pressure, an all-out pressure. They were going to try to get the turnover or the foul. They didn't care either one, but they were going to try and get it back.
53-48 with a minute 26 to play. Kennedy to inbound in front court. And it will be inbounded in front of their bench. Inbound comes to Diggins. If he goes one-on-one or sets up a two-person game, they'll clear it out for him. Diggins takes the free throw line, goes back door, off the hands of Gerling, who had a layup.
That was the right play. Yeah, it was right there. I tell you, you're going to set up your pressure again if you're Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Coach Decker wants Levitu Williams back out of there, not let the guards up front.
Now back out. Keon Wills with a minute 15. In the backcourt, almost lost it against a double team. Thomas picks it up, no-look pass. Got it back after it was fumbled for a moment.
Double dribble.
Wow.
Double dribble down there on the baseline, Kennedy basketball.
Turnover number 18 against the Warriors.
Kim Wills looks like he was holding his knee after that last pass, but he's still playing.
53-48, it was a 10-point lead. Kennedy's gone on a 5-0 run. Burst, jab step, step back, three, ring it up for the right corner for Burst. Timeout, Cougars.
Down to two, Scott.
8-0 run by Kennedy after Wash won on a 17-4 run.
What a fun ball game here we got going here this second half of play, Scott.
And Burst with the three-pointer. Only a second field goal of the game. First three of the year for Matt Burst.
Yeah, it was fearless. He took it, he caught it in rhythm, knocked it down, he pulled the trigger. Now, okay, reset it everything. Wash, remember, only has one timeout left, right?
That is correct.
Correct, Scott. So they can use it. If there's going to be a turnover, you burn it instead of turning it over at this point in time. Key is getting it inbounds. Kennedy's been really good at causing some problems getting the ball inbounds. Then you want to get it in your best free throw ball, best ball handler's hands out there. Kennedy, play for the steal. If you don't get anything after one or two traps, you got to commit the foul. You don't want that clock to keep running.
Kennedy with one timeout. Wash with one timeout. Warriors led 53-43. It's now down to 53-51. Thomas against the full court pressure. Inbounds to Keon Wills. Washes in the one and one. Wills picks it up in the backcourt. Long lob pass up ahead, stolen away by Diggins, who flew in there from the weak side to get it. Drive, kick, Gardner, three, way off, no good. Burst, rebound, put back, no. Williams with the rebound, fouled by Brewster.
Well, they wound up getting the steal. Kennedy did at the end of the pressure. Burst then again. I think the length bothered him a little bit when he got the offensive board. And LaVici Williams coming up big with the glass.
Only a 29% foul shooter.
He pulled his mask up to shoot this, Scott, too. I think he feels a little more comfortable shooting it with it up than he does with it down.
With the broken nose, has to wear it until after the holidays.
And Coach Decker going big now for the defensive end, putting Dallas Hobbs in, taking Ian Thomas out.
1-1 for LaVici Williams. Up, front iron, no. They fight for the rebound. Hobbs had it stripped. Jump ball going to go to Kennedy.
And Dallas Hobbs came all the way across the lane to tie it up. It goes to Kennedy, but it was a phenomenal effort by Hobbs in that situation.
34.6. Well, what do you do if you're John McCowan? Hold it, go for one, go for the win, go for the tie.
You want a shot early in it, so because then you can have multiple possessions.
Kennedy basketball in front court, 26 seconds. Gerst coming right. First around the circle, and timeout Kennedy. This is it for the Cougars with 22.2. Well, we're going to find out what John McCowan's going to call here.
Well, he's going to go ahead, seeing where it's going to be inbounded at, first of all. He's going to get it inbounds. Got to have your best scorers on the floor in this situation. I imagine you're going to probably try to go Derek Diggins, get the ball in his hands. If he can get to the rim, let him go. If not, he's been finding people. He's been giving it up when he gets double-teamed. So it's a good weapon to have. If he can get double-teamed, free somebody else up, catch and shoot. You got to not be afraid to take the shot if you're in the ball game at this point in time.
Cougars are out of timeouts. Wash has one left. And this one has been a dandy.
And Scott, if you're Kennedy and you miss, you got to cross the offensive boards hard. If you don't get it, you foul. Cedar Rapids, Washington, play defense without fouling, okay? Because you got 16 fouls. You commit a foul, you're going to put Kennedy on the free throw line for the one-on-one.
Here we go, 22.2, Cougars inbound. In front of their student section, into the backcourt to Diggins. He will walk it up, angles left, stop and go move, driving left of the lane, driving a kick to the corner, open three, short, no good, Williams a rebound, foul by Diggins off the burst miss.
LaVici Williams with a big defensive board again.
Diggins' fourth foul. Team foul number 10. That's the big thing. It's double bonus now for LaVici Williams.
Yeah, he gets the shoot two going up there. Take some pressure off that first one.
53-51. Warriors by two. 11.8 seconds remaining. Free throw right through.
That was a big one, Scott, because now you're up three. A three ties that you can't be beat. If he makes this one, though, two-possession ball game changes everything.
One more for a two-possession lead. Up, right through. And timeout Wash taken before the inbound.
Yeah, they want to get it, talk about what they're going to do defensively. He doesn't want a foul right now.
You talk about ice water in the veins for a 29% foul shooter who already missed one of the 1-1 the prior trip.
Didn't look like a 29% foul shooter up there, Scott, did he? Had nothing but net on those two free throws. Nice and smooth. Good form.
Pounding him through.
Kennedy didn't have any timeouts, is that correct?
Nope.
So, Scott, if you're 4-point lead, if you're Washington, you play enough defense to slow him down. If it gets 5 seconds and below, you don't inbound the ball for Cedar Rapids, Washington. You just let it roll or hold it, but don't throw it back in. They can't stop the clock unless they intentionally follow you to try and stop it in that situation.
You always say backward defense. You think you're going to see it here. Maybe a little pressure by Washington. Take and make Kennedy use 2 or 3 seconds in the backcourt.
Do not foul a shooter if you're Cedar Rapids, Washington either. Do not foul a shooter under any circumstance.
Looks like the Warriors will throw a little full court pressure on. Here comes Diggins, bringing it across the timeline in a hurry. Diggins spins, fakes, and throws it away. It's loose right in front of us, picked up. 2 seconds, 1 second, that's it. Washington gets the home court win. 55-51, the Warriors come from behind to beat Cedar Rapids Kennedy here tonight. We'll come back with a postgame show after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM Sports.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Right now at the Home Depot and HomeDepot.com, get up to $150 toward a select cordless power tool, radio, or battery when you buy a select combo kit from Milwaukee, DeWalt, Rigid, or Makita. So let's do glad tidings of great gifts. However you build cheer, up to $150 in savings under your belt, we'll put even more boxes under the tree. Let's do this. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit one discount per transaction. U.S. only. While supplies last.
At Jared, we only sell one piece of jewelry, the one that captures the holiday season forever. Pandora lets her celebrate all the joys of the holidays with a turn of the wrist. And beginning December 1st, you can get an exclusive white porcelain Christmas tree ornament with any Pandora purchase of $125 or more. But don't wait, because it's only for a limited time while supplies last. The gift that makes her holiday memories last forever. It's waiting for you at Jared.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids, Washington, as the Warriors win it 55-51 over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn as we get ready for the postgame show here. And yeah, we'll talk to Coach Decker. How about Levici?
That would be really good for him.
As we'll talk to some of the victorious Warriors and Coach Justin Decker coming up here in just a little bit. Boy, back and forth in the second half. Kennedy had the lead. Wash came back, took the 10-point lead. You thought it was over. Kennedy came back with an 8-0 run. You thought momentum was on the Cougar side, and then Kennedy with a couple of key misses, and Wash hit some free throws.
Yeah, they did, and they hit free throws, and we had talked about, Scott, how they'd struggled from the free throw line out there. Levici Williams, how big was he in the end there? Two free throws, all the pressure in the world on him out there, and he bottoms them out. Coming in, 28-29% free throw shooter on the season. So congratulations to them. Hard-fought game both ways. A very emotional inner-city ball game.
This is a big win for Wash. Big win for Wash for their psyche because their heads were down. We've seen them three times now this year. Got the win against New Hampton, but their heads were really hanging after Lindmar.
Yeah, they were, and they got down a little bit, and you saw that spunk go. Tonight they kept going, Scott. They kind of battled through that phase out there, and that's to their credit. That's kind of a step in the right direction for them out there. And, they just keep battling, and they make enough plays in the end to get a victory here. And both coaches are going to probably tell you, though, that not the prettiest one in the world as far as some turnovers and decision-making.
Let's take a look at the final scoring here in this one tonight. Won by Washington. Warriors now 2-2 in the year, 1-1 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Kennedy falls to 2-3. They are also 1-1 in league play. For Washington, two in double figures, led by Keon Wills tonight. The 6'1 senior had 18 points, had 13 of those in the first half. He kind of kept Washington in it in that first half of play. Ended up with 18. Right behind, Levici Williams with 17, including two big free throws right there at the end. 9 points for Ian Thomas got the start tonight. Hunter Strait had 5 points, and then two apiece for Noah Dawson, Dallas Hobbs, and Malik Jackson for the Warrior total of 55. for the Kennedy Cougars tonight. They had three in double figures, led by Drake Brewster with 18 points, five field goals, and eight free throws. He was 8 out of 9 from the free throw line. Matt Gardner had 15 points tonight for Kennedy. Derek Diggins with 10 points tonight for the Cougars, well below his average of 16.5. Five for Matt Burst, and Malik Haynes had a three-pointer for three. The turnovers, 13 for Kennedy unofficially. Washington had 14. Each team shot 13 free throws in the game. Washington was 10 of 13 from the line, much better than 41%. And for the Cougars, they were 11 of 13 from the free throw line. Washington, 5 threes to 4 for the Kennedy Cougars, and bench scoring was 8-6 in favor of Kennedy. And let you take a look at rebounding.
Yeah, rebounding was 34-26, fairly close coming into this. We thought it might be a little bit more lopsided because Cedar Rapids Washington is so prolific rebounding the basketball, but they do win the battle boards by 8, 34-26. Levitchi Williams, a big part of that, 11 rebounds, Scott. 7 of those coming in the second half of play. 3 is the next leading rebounder for the Warriors out there, and that would be Keon Wells, Dallas Hobbs, and Ian Thomas, each with 3. 2 rebounds apiece for Hunter Street, as well as Austin Bennett and Malik Jackson. A few dead ball rebounds for Washington. 10 offensive, 24 defensive, adds up to 34 for the Warriors. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Drake Brewster, big second half on the glass. He wound up with 8, 6 of those coming in the second frame out there. 4 rebounds for Derek Diggins, 3 for Michael Bassinius, 2 apiece for Matt Gardner, as well as Matthew Burst and Sean Beyer. 1 rebound for Adam Wall, as well as Nicholas Deer. 3 team rebounds for the Cougars, 11 offensive total, 15 defensive, and 26 for the Cougars, Scott.
55-51, Washington gets the win to go to 2-2. Warriors they needed this win because Friday they got to go down to West High to take on Steve Bergman and Iowa City West, who won tonight 71-50 over Waterloo East. I think we can call this the stunner of the night. I'm not so sure because this team's going to be pretty good. Prairie beating Wallert tonight by a point over there at the Prairie Gym. And also Xavier, a winner tonight by 10, 65-55 over Dubuque Senior. And got anything else while we wait for our coaches to make their way out here?
Yeah, we're going through looking at some of these scores here, Scott.
How about Davenport West over Assumption, who we'll see next week, 58-55.
In overtime in that one. Iowa City West wins comfortably, 71-50.
Yep.
Over Waterloo East.
That was an 8-point game, I believe, at halftime.
Yeah.
Xavier girls a winner, 69-45 on the road up at Dubuque Senior. That means that Tom Lilly will go for win number 500 on Friday night in the game that we'll have, the girls game for you between Jefferson and Xavier. We'll bring you that one at 7:30 coming up on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. North Scott, I know, beat Bettendorf. I'm not sure of the final score, but we did get
by
that one.
By 4, I believe, Scott, it was. And another Metro score. The Marion girls beat Benton. I'm trying to remember the score that I saw there, Scott, but I think it was by a very comfortable score.
All right, and we're going to talk to one of the heroes tonight, Levitchi Williams, for Washington. 55-51, the Warriors get the win, and a lot of smiles on the Warrior bench after that one, wasn't there?
Yep.
Well, what about this win? Kind of take us through it. So it was kind of back and forth there, especially in the second half, wasn't it?
Yeah, they was. Man, we was up by a big lead. They kept pushing and coming back.
And you had a chance to hit those free throws. The first one looked good, went in and out, but then you had another chance to redeem yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
Kind of talk about that. Being a senior, you want to be at the free throw line like that?
Yeah, I'm just so happy for this win.
There's a lot of emotion, I think, between you had 2 football games with Kennedy, you're going to have 2 basketball games with Kennedy, and just a lot of things, and a good game on the court. You guys know each other well, too, don't you?
Yeah. I'm just happy we got them back. They beat us in football. I'm just happy we got them back, man.
How about the bench at the end of the game? Coach was telling you, keep the faith. Keep doing this stuff because it's going well. And at the end, it all played out, didn't it?
Yeah.
What's the secret, Levici, to going to the glass? You get an awful lot of rebounds. You just go hard every time? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I go hard every time.
How about that mask? How much is it bothering you, and how much do you want to throw that thing into the river?
It bothers me a lot. Like, I can't see. I can't really, like, see out of it. Because, like, it's, like, in the middle of my like, vision. So when I look over, you can't really see, like, how good I am.
Yeah. Only maybe one more game with it then?
Yeah, one more.
And be ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy this one for a while, and congratulations to you and the Warrior teammates.
All right, thanks.
You bet. Thank you.
Good job.
As the Warriors win it 55-51, we're going to get a word from Justin Decker coming up here as well. As the Warriors win it by that margin, by four here in this game. And there was a lot of emotion on the court tonight. They played two hard-fought football games, and there were a lot of football players out here in this court going at it tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned in the flow of the ball game, Scott, either team could have given up at one, whatever given time. When the other team got the push out, got the lead and the run out, both teams kept battling back in there. And like we said earlier, Scott, it was a lot like the girls' game in that opener. Both a lot of momentum swings and each team battling back.
Down, we're joined by Justin Decker, the head coach of the Washington Warriors. And first Valley win. I think you're going to remember this one for a while, aren't you?
Absolutely. And more so just how tough it was and how each team, both teams battled. And, again, I'm just so glad, and I keep saying this, that our guys hadn't really gone through close games and adversity. And we got up 10, and then they made some big plays, and all of a sudden it's a two-point game, and I wasn't concerned how my team was going to respond. I'm just happy the way they responded. You know, we hung in there and then, you know, made some clutch. You know, LaVici Williams made some clutch free throws down the stretch, and we were able to seal the win.
This thing was back and forth. You guys led for the entire first half, and then Kennedy went on a big run. And to your guys' credit, you came back with a 17-4 run, and then you watched almost all that go away.
I think we finally found a way to at least get the ball inside of the post in their zone, you know, and we've been kind of struggling some ways to do that. Even undersized, it seemed like we just weren't throwing it in there to some of those guys when they demanded it, and I think we just got some touches. To be honest, we were patient. We finally got some touches, and our big fellas took care of business. So.
LaVici really was a man on the boards tonight.
Yeah, I guess I expect that from him now. You know what I mean? He plays so hard, and he's so athletic and so talented. It really hurt him sitting on the bench, to be honest. You know, he got that foul trouble, and I told him just trust, you know what I mean? He'd get back out there, and when he did, he was great. I mean, he was fantastic.
Keon Wills made some plays for you in the first half, too. He got hot there in the stretch. I don't know what he had, two or three threes there.
I think he hit three threes tonight. You know, and he's been kind of in a shooting slump, and, you know, he's been putting time in, getting extra shots up, so it was good. I mean, he's the reason we got off to a really good start, and he actually kept that matchup zone, you know, a little bit more honest, I would say, because they had a guard our perimeter coming into this game. The stats would tell you not to. I mean, so it was some big shots.
It was. That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, you think about it, you don't have to be concerned about it. When they start making threes, changes how you're going to play.
And that opens it up for our big guys. But also, if we can get it inside, have some success there, it opens up for our guards. So I thought Ian Thomas did a great job starting tonight, especially defensively. But Austin Bennett came off the bench when we were in foul trouble and gave us a couple rebounds, a couple hustle plays. And again, I think these guys are starting to buy in that it's the next man mentality, and you never know when your number is going to be called on a certain night. And that's our goal anyway. We hope they just keep buying into that. And we're just going to – we got Iowa City West, obviously, and then – you know, we're going to work on just getting better. I think everybody does during Christmas break. It's much needed, that's for sure. So
yeah, and I think it's doubly important you got the win tonight for a couple of reasons. One, West is coming. You got to go down there on Friday. And then also, just to get I know the kids were hanging their heads after the Lindmar game last Thursday, just to get that confidence built back up in this team.
Yeah, and I mean, again, I think they're understanding it is a process. We're going to go on our first road game, a great atmosphere, play a really good opponent, and I'm anxious to see again after a couple days of prep, you know, how we'll respond to the most talented team I've seen, you know, in the state of Iowa. So we'll see how we do there. But again, I told my guys enjoy this one night, and then we'll just get back to work, you know, tomorrow.
Go at it. Well, congratulations, enjoy it, and good luck against West High coming up Friday.
Awesome, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
You bet.
Nice job.
Justin Decker, the head coach of the Washington Warriors, as they win it tonight 55-51, as the Warriors defeat Cedar Rapids Kennedy in this one here tonight. And not the prettiest game, but still, it was these two teams competed, didn't they?
Yeah, that's the kind of the word there. You'd say it's not the one you're going to set up there and look at all the pretty plays out there, but if you liked competition and hard-playing players, this was the gym to be at tonight, Scott, because both of them, they left it out there on the floor. They made mistakes, sure, but they weren't going to be because of a lack of effort out there.
So the win tonight to Washington to even their mark at 2-2 on the year and 1-1 in the conference. Kennedy falls to 2-3 and 1-1. And for the Cougars, did some things well. I know John McCown was not happy with the team play tonight and didn't shoot the ball particularly well again this evening, and those are things they're going to have to work on before Hempstead on Friday.
Yeah, I'm sure that you kind of said what I was going to say there, Scott, that there's times he didn't like their decision making. I'm sure he didn't, and that's going to get better. I don't know, Scott, is some of this going back to, you know, they had so many, whether there's 14 practices at the start of the year, they didn't have everybody
right
there.
Right, with the football season going so long.
So that may have been some of that coming into this thing. And I'm sure if you're Coach McCowan, you're not going to make any excuses. It is what it is, and you just got to get better. You can't change it out there. But that's going to have some sort of effect on the Cougars when you have that many players out there and things are changed a little bit, roles change. So
look at that. Mo Blue with a drive-by, man. Look at that. That's just terrible. Good to see he and Kyle Knock talking together. The Washington Kennedy football staff is very, very congenial with one another.
Well, that's
so I'm having a good
thing.
Time tonight. Well, that's fun. Girl-boy doubleheaders are always fun, and when you get two games like we had, very enjoyable.
It is, Scott, and it's fun to be here. You know, you got two teams that look boys' teams on the boys' side anyway. They're really looking forward to having some big things down the stretch.
Yeah. So, Phil, thank you, and we will see you on Monday night of next week when we go down to Solon. Kennedy will take on Solon, and, man, you talk about an upset. No one saw this one coming. Dubuque Hempstead upset Cedar Falls tonight, 58-52 up in Dubuque.
Night of upsets, huh?
Wow. Wallert loses. Cedar Falls loses tonight.
Well, there you go. That's why you play the ball games, right, Scott?
Just another night in the MVC, as they say.
Well, thank you, Scott, for everything. Have a good one.
All right. We'll see you on Monday night. Our next broadcast comes up on all three of our frequencies on Friday night. Doubleheader action on 106.3 FM. Regina and West Branch. The neighbors get together in the River Valley Conference. Brent Balbinot will have the call of that one coming up Friday night, beginning at 5:45 with the pregame on KGYM. And then it'll be Steve Dozier and I over at the Ron Dillon Gymnasium at Cedar Rapids Xavier on Friday night at 7:30. Girls MVC basketball. Tom Lilly goes for win number 500 as the Xavier Saints will take on the Jefferson Jayhawks, and that will be at 7:30 coming up on Friday evening. Big thanks to Mitch Main back in the studio for all his help. Thanks to Jeff Downing as well. Thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. And a big thanks to everybody out there for tuning in to both of our broadcasts here tonight. For Steve Dozier, for Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. Final scores of our Mississippi Valley Conference doubleheader tonight. In the girls' game, it was number 7, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 67. Cedar Rapids Washington, 59 in overtime. And in the boys' game, it was Cedar Rapids Washington over the Kennedy Cougars, 55-51. And so long from the Washington gym.